Okay, so it is February 2nd, which is Groundhog's Day, but after thinking over yesterday's events for a full 24 hours, I have made a new decision. You see, yesterday happened to be the 100th day of school in my district, and as many of you fellow elementary music teachers know, the 100th day of school is a pretty big deal when you are in elementary school in the United States. I don't know if it's the case everywhere, but in the United States, that's how we do it. And on the 100th day, if you're a classroom teacher, you have a bajillion activities that you do having to do with the number 100. And being as how I am now in my over 15th year, I think I'm in my 16th year of teaching, I have tried many and a sundry 100-day activities in my music class. Here is the problem. 100-day activities take a long time because they all have to do with the number 100, some way, shape, or form, thus the big deal about the 100th day. So I have tried having them play 100 beats of rhythm, which is tediously boring. I have tried having them sing 100 notes, which is also tediously boring. Even if we do it with a song, it inevitably means that I have to cut some song off in the middle, and it's just not any fun. And I know it's all about counting to 100 and using groups of 10 and this and that. And the other thing, I have tried making 100 music words up on the bulletin boards, what I tried this year. And I'm not even having a whole class do 100. So what I'm doing is, for instance, I have 4 sections of second grade. So each class was in charge of writing 25 of the music notes down. It took the whole class period. I don't know. So none of the activities are as fun or as educational as the regular things I do in my class. So I am deciding from this day forward, ne'er shall there be another 100-day activity in my music class. I'm tired of doing them. I have tried for 16 years now. I have secretly confessed to you that on the years when 100-day happens when I am at music conference, I am so excited that I do not have to do anything for the 100th day of school. So, from now on, I am ignoring the 100th day of school. They will come to my music class on the 100th day. They will be hyped up because they have eaten a whole bunch of sugar because inevitably they have to eat 100 of some, you know, bring your own mix. And they will be excited because they will have not been doing the regular stuff in their classroom, which means they are not on their schedule. But in my room on the 100th day, we will be having a regular everyday music class from this point forward. I am not going to kill myself trying to come up with a new activity. I am not even going to acknowledge that the day exists except for to tell them happy 100th day as they are leaving. And since I am mandating this a year in advance, I am not even going to feel bad that I am not doing any 100-day activities. My goal is going to be to teach them music, not 100. And my other goal is going to be to make it through the class period without harming any of them, because of all the extra stuff that's going on in the district on that day. So there you go. It is a new mandate. No more 100 day in my music classroom. It can happen, but I am not teaching it. I feel so much better now. Talk to you later.